This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts for this Thursday, July 12th, 2018. Coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. A fine sunny day, and we kicked it off with a Swedish punk band called Viagra Boys. That's their brand new single. It's called Sports. It's all about sports. It's a very sporty time right now with the World Cup. Everybody's caught the fever. I hope you're excited about Croatia and France in the final. And if you aren't, maybe next year, England. One thing that struck me when I was listening to that is the song reminded me a lot of a song from a movie called We Are the Best, which is about this Swedish punk band that starts created by high school girls. And I saw that movie recently at a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp. Rose Melberg picked it out and screened that movie. Great punk song about hating sports and just about teenage punk life in general. And it's relevant because I'm going to be speaking to some folks from Girls Rock Camp today to find out how the camp is going. They are halfway through their camp, and the big showcase for Girls Rock Camp is going to be this Saturday afternoon. So Larissa and maybe Audrey from Girls Rock Camp are going to call in. We're going to have a chat about how the bands are coming together and preview for this Saturday. I also have some friends in the studio, new friends, just met friends in the studio. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, my name's Adrian.
I'm Natalie.
And you are aspiring radio makers. You're hoping to become DJs yourselves?
Yeah, follow in your footsteps, hopefully. Well,
and then far surpass them. What kind of music are you interested in putting onto the radio?
I think we're going to be doing a lot of Canadiana, folk, indie, light rock, that sort of thing.
And do you have you done any kind of radio in the past? Or what was it about radio that made you think, now's the time?
I have a lot of friends in radio. And even though I've never done it before, I've kind of been around the culture. And I thought, hey, why not?
Fantastic. And so this is your version of like the method actor doing the ride along with a cop, right? So you're in the back seat and we're going to see what happens over the next hour.
Yeah, we're going to watch the magic.
Okay. We're going to start off with a Toronto artist. Her name is Aurora Shields, and this is her debut single. It's called Only You Can Make Me Blue. This is Aurora Shields.
Cause it's only you that makes me blue.
Hello. Larissa, are you there? Oh, I got to turn you up. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right, well, I'm going to quickly back announce the music. So we just heard Aurora Shields with her song Only You Can Make Me Blue. And now we are very lucky to have Larissa on the phone calling live from Girls Rock Camp. Anyone else there with you?
Yeah, my co-director Audrey is here.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Audrey, for a fellow CITR host.
Yes, we're on East Hastings Street on speakerphone.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Cool. So you are calling from Girls Rock Camp. How is the camp going so far?
Really it's amazing.
Good. Yeah. We're having a great time, and I think the kids are having a really good time, too. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, cool.
And for local music fans, who are, in addition to yourself, Larissa, who are some of the other local musicians that are pitching in to help out with this?
Well, we have, like, different lunchtime bands that volunteer to play while the kids eat. Today we had cum laude. Yesterday we had Ida Nilsson of Great Aunt Ida. What else did we have?
We had Birdo on Tuesday, and on Monday we had Future Star.
Yeah, and Future Star is also one of our full-time volunteers this week, as well as Susie, I don't know her last name, but she seems like a rocker. We have Michelle Maskey, who does cool like electronic music. Who else do we have?
We have Jody Glennon.
Oh, yeah.
Like helping out with food right now.
Yep. Amanda Pizzuto from Adrian Teacher in the Subs is teaching drums.
So many great people pitching in. And that, it sounds like an amazing lunchtime concert series.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
And it's free.
And how are the bands coming together? Are there any good band names yet that you're willing to share with the radio audience?
Yeah, go for it, Audrey.
We have a few. We have Rock Candy.
We have Weird Lasagna Donut.
We have Diamond Destiny.
Yeah, No Shame in Milkshake.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Loving it.
What else have we got? Notes of Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are there any stylistic choices that you think? Like, are you seeing trends within the style of music, or is it, as usual, pretty eclectic?
Pretty eclectic. We have a couple of noise bands. We have a lot of Taylor Swift-inspired music today.
Yeah, a lot of rock. A lot of rock.
Yeah.
Very good. And so this Saturday is the big showcase. What can people expect from this Saturday?
So the campers have been hard at work creating original songs, and each band is going to play one original song at the Rio. The show is from 2:30 to 3:30. It's pretty short because, you know, their songs aren't too epic. Mm-hmm. And everybody only gets one song. And there's only eight bands. So,
yeah. Doors are at 1:30. We hope to see all of you there.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so people want tickets. They can go to Eventbrite and buy tickets ahead of time. And then I'm sure there might be a few extra seats at the door as well if people want to head down to the Rio. And if people, if they aren't able to make it, or if they can make it, but they also want to add extra support to Girls Rock Camp, what's a good way that they can show their support?
You can always send us money. our email is info@girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. PayPal works. You can also, like, whenever we put on fundraisers, come by, drop some money in the jar, or you can even put on your own fundraiser for us, like on behalf of Girls Rock Camp, because we like those because then we don't have to do the work.
Yeah, right, of course. And if people are hearing this and they're female identified and they want to volunteer, is that something that you're looking for next year?
We're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, anyone who's female identified or non-binary, like, please come and join our little family.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And for you personally, I mean, it's a ton of work that you put into this. What do you get out of helping out with Girls Rock Camp, both of you?
Beams of love from the campers.
Self-satisfaction.
Yeah.
No, it's I like being able to shape young minds and show them our, like, fun East Band punk rock sensibilities here.
Totally. I really love being a cheerleader.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I know it's a busy day, so I appreciate you taking time to give us a call. Anything you'd like to add before we go?
Today, the kids are going to do a screen printing workshop where they print the logos for their bands onto T-shirts.
There's going to be merch.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and have a great time on Saturday. It's going to be a great event.
Thanks, Duncan.
Bye.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
So we're going to hear a song from Girls Rock Camp 2014. They posted a few of these on Bandcamp, and this is one of my favorite. This is the Spikos, and this is their song, The Headless Horseman.
The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo, and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms, October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
All right, that was Jennifer Castle from Toronto, from her new record, Angels of Death. That was the song Crying Shame. Before that, we heard The Highest Order, label mates to Jennifer Castle on Idée Fixe. That's from their new record, Still Holding, the song Hardball. Highest Order are going to be in town this Saturday. They're doing a barbecue down at the new Eastside Warehouse studio space. Prior and Gore. They sound like they're a really fun band, featuring Simone, who's Simone Schmidt, I believe is her name, who's also in the band Fiverr. And I've heard great things, and they're going to be playing with Hazy, so That's a twofer right there. So check that out. And at the top, we heard the Spikos from Girls Rock Camp Vancouver 2014. That was the song Headless Horseman. And I strongly encourage you to make your way down to the Rio Theater this Saturday afternoon at 1:30, show at 2:30, and give your support to the amazing bands, including No Shame and Milkshake, that are assembling as we speak to play on Saturday. Okay. Next up, Adrian and Natalie have a couple of songs that they picked out. Adrian, what would you like to hear?
The song I chose was Beginner's Luck by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The Australian band released the album Gumboot Soup in December, and this is my favorite song off the album.
Great. Let's give it, and then we'll talk to you in a second, Natalie. All right. Here we go.
Join me at the table if you'd like to place a bet. All the cash that's filling your pockets is waiting to be spent. I know you never play, but drinks are free, it's so bizarre. Even if you lose a few chips, it's cheaper than the bar. Is on your side. You've got dollar signs inside your eyes.
The beginner's luck. Now don't mess it up. If you get too stuck, just
I don't know if you
Iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art to Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
Discordianism is a religion and subsequent philosophy.
The Discordian faith seem to be much more forgiving of the normals.
Yeah, the goddess of chaos, or archetypes, or
ideas. Of really heavy interest in Discordianism.
Founded after the 1963 publication of its holy book, The Principia Discordia.
Discorder magazine has been Vancouver's longest-running, free, badass, independent magazine, 35 years strong. On Saturday, July 21st, celebrate 401 issues of Discorder magazine with an all-ages party at Red Gate. There will be performances by BB, Francesca Belcourt, Morning Coo, and The New Rituals, guest hosted by Dunkin's Donuts, and featuring a photo booth, giant twister, and more. Tickets are a suggested donation of $10 and doors open at 8. For more information, visit citr.ca or find the event on Facebook.
was a cafe that was not at all near here. She was a planning to diversify, and she sang I should do the same. So I whistled to her how I loved her the best, but she sang I can't believe you on this attitude. But with some ballet moves I removed her shoes, and I painted my lips to hers, and still she sang I can't believe you on this attitude. She sang I can't believe you on this attitude. She needed her I didn't want it to sound like that. Her mind was occupied. Her hard coffee was cold by thin as snow. She sang, my smile is more than pearly white, and my dreams are more than you. She sang, my yeah. More than blue, and she sang, I can't believe you on this attitude. Yes, I sang, I can't believe you on this attitude. She closed her New Directions paper book and screamed, there is no shelter in the arts. She'd been crying all day, but now her eyes, they were brighter than the moon. And she sang, my smile is more than pearly white, and my dreams are more than sang, my yellow eyes are more than mirrors, and my scarf is a more than blue. And she sang, I can't believe you on this attitude. I can't believe it, I can't believe you on this attitude. I can't believe you on this attitude.
All right, that was Vic Chestnut from his debut album, recorded in 1990 by Michael Stipe of REM. The album's called Little, and that was the song Isadora Duncan. And that goes out to my daughter, Alice Isadora McHugh, who is celebrating her 4th birthday today. I've got a couple of other songs in the queue for that. Just bear with me. But before that, we heard a couple of excellent choices by my guests. Natalie, do you want to start us off? What did you select?
I chose The Next Train by The Boos, which is a band that I used to listen to in high school, but cool. Is surprisingly very unknown and I don't think exists anymore.
Yeah, like kind of a one and done. Like they put out a record and there's a compilation and that's about it, I guess.
Yeah, they're from Atlanta, if I recall correctly. But if you even try to Google them now or try to find anything, I don't think that much is happening anymore.
Jack Daniels ads or something.
Yeah.
But great pick, though. I really like that song. So thanks for selecting that. And what did we hear before that?
That was
King
Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, a band who played here a couple months ago at the Rickshaw, actually.
Yeah.
And they released 5 albums in 2017. They were really busy.
And you anticipated that PSA I was going to play. Well done.
You knew it. Forethought.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so we've only got a bit of time. I'm going to indulge me. I'm going to play Alice's, my daughter's favorite song, for a little bit, and then we'll move on from there. This is a rendition of this song by Judy Collins from her 1971 album Whales and Nightingales. This is Amazing Grace. And here we go.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I
All right, that was Lié from their brand new record, Hounds, released last weekend. That was the song Birthday Party. It was related to the previous song, very tangentially. And so at the top, we heard Judy Collins with her rendition of Amazing Grace. Adrian and Natalie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was a delight to have you here. What's the name of the show that might be coming in, or that will be coming to the radio wave soon?
Records Management.
Yes. So look out for Records Management coming in the TBD.
In the near future. Hopefully.
In the near future, yes. That'll be great. So that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Check out the podcast, and I will be around next Thursday. I'm going to close out with a band called In Mirrors. They have a record out called Escape from Berlin, and they're playing a show in town at the Rickshaw on Saturday night. They're playing with Rational Youth and Psyche, two old school synth pop bands, and it should be fun. I think it's only the second show that In Mirrors has done, so definitely worth checking out. This is the song, I Saw Her Face in the Glass. Thanks for listening.